All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're at in your day, in your night, in your life, welcome to this moment. We come here together at this time, right now, wherever we are, collapsing time into a single point of focus. Again, this now moment. We'll first work with the breath a little today and bring ourselves into relaxation. And then we'll discuss a few things. Of course, I'll do most of the talking, although you can answer if you want. Okay, so get yourself situated in your best way. And take a moment to consider your best way might not be the way of any other day, but special to this time right now. However it is, we begin to interiorize our awareness. And imagine for a moment all of your senses, some more well-developed than others, some more acute in any moment. Sometimes we're listening to external sounds more or looking at external visions or feeling temperatures or whatever it is. So imagine all of your senses like little tendrils, little tethers going out and grabbing onto something. And then just imagine how many of these little tendrils are going out from us in any given moment. And so as you come more present to your very beingness itself, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, if you haven't already, gently close your eyes and notice your vision going away, your external vision. But still you can see. Whatever it is that we think we see in this moment, even though our eyes are closed, let us retract the vision from outward to inward. And maybe you can literally feel your vision reeling back in. And then same with your hearing. If we go to our ears and we still have the gift of hearing, can see just how much we're listening to the environment around us. And so before we close the outer ears, we retract all of the strings that hold us to the outer world and bring them within. And then your feeling nature. Check out your body. And just notice all of its sensitivity. And begin to bring that back as well into a more interiorized state. You probably at this time feel a relaxation beginning to come over you. And so it is here that we go to the breath. And you and I together in this moment perform the sacred act of simply observing the breath. And now from this place of relaxation and deeper awareness, let me share with you a few things. Not from an individualized standpoint, but from a universalized standpoint. That is, considering life in all of its multitudinous forms, in all of its wondrous glory. Take a moment with me, if you will, to consider the utter miracle of this moment. It is so unlikely, scientifically, cosmically, and every other way, it is so unlikely that you and I exist at all, let alone that we get to commune in this way, heart to heart, mind to mind, and strangely, even more strange, device to device. So here we are in our own world, our own interiorized world, feeling the presence of our physical human being, considering the unlikeliness that we even exist at all. And now begin to consider from within every other creature that exists, that you know of, that you've ever encountered or even learned about. Notice that with the senses indrawn, all of the creatures exist only within. Yes, the separated mind will want to argue. For a moment, however, consider that. All things come from mind, from an idea spoken into being. By some essence, some essential quality. We go back to the breath and consider not only the miracle of our being, but the miracle that we can inhale the atmosphere around us and it gives us life. And that without it, even for a few minutes, that life is extinguished. Another intense, unlikely miracle. Next, let us consider gravity. That we really are not sitting in our seats, or sitting on the floor, or laying down, but rather we are being pressed into our seat, pressed onto the floor, and pressed onto the precious Mother Earth. Physically, that is to say, by the laws of physics, we as an entire cosmos, let alone planet Earth and our own galaxy and solar system, we are the most finely tuned instrument to have life be just the balance that it is right now in this moment. How does that make you feel? The word that comes in is interwoven. One great cosmic tapestry. And now we consider nourishment. From the time we're born as an infant, to have a mother caring for us in any way, and to give us sustenance, nurturing. And then the father the same. Every meal we've ever taken, a profound gift. The fact that it can go through a system mostly unobstructed. Some of us giggle. The cycle of life. Eating, assimilating, sleeping, birthing, dying. This glorious process, what seems like billions of separated beings across billions of separated galaxies, is one emanation, one vibratory presence, one essence. The question may then arise, how do we even exist? And who am I even asking what? But instead of this, we can say, I exist here and now in the miracle of this moment. I am so unlikely. And we are. So from this place, we have a choice. Either everything, all things, are this miracle that we speak of now, or nothing is. And when we feel lost and confused, scared, in danger, we can come back to this moment of contemplation to realize just how well we are taken care of. It is utter magnificence that we exist together and that we commune in this way. And so beyond our own screams and cries, even wailings, we can contact this power, whatever it is, this presence that gives life to us and to our world. And as we do this, we notice as we go about life, when our senses are extended, and we're taking information from outward in rather than from inward out, we begin to hear the cries of the world, the complaints of its people, and we begin to have a deep compassion rather than a deep condemnation. For we are all in essence seeking the same thing. And that is the experience of true home. Every prayer, every affirmation is a reaching toward this communion, a forgetting in a moment, and a subsequent remembering. There is no time for you and I. that our essence is not fully intact. There is no time for you and I where we will not be taken care of. And there is no time for you and I where we are not deeply loved by whatever this presence and power is. And so as we more and more go to this place, to draw from the eternal well, to bring forth the substance of pure love into all that we do, we are reminded of our true nature, and we are compelled to share it with the world in thought, in word, and in deed. Indeed, I do bring forth all that is in me to do. We imagine in this moment a precious jewel of the heart held in our two palms, a jewel of immeasurable value, of eternal worth. And we hold that jewel, and all we want to do is give it away, that we realize its true value. Love certainly is something when we give it away. Now we go back to the breath again, and we feel that love with each inhale and each exhale. Imagine now as you breathe in, breathing in all sorts of form and matter until at the pause at the top of your inhale, the cosmos comes into being held in its perfect place. And then as you exhale, everything goes back out into utter chaos, which is actually perfect order. As you breathe in again, same thing. Between the breath, holding the world in perfect place. And as the breath moves, the same experience. And as we consider now that the world lives in us, we begin to understand just how powerful we are in creating the world that we live in. We bring into consideration what we are affirming in the world to be true. Every word is creative. So in affirmation, we may consider, I now activate the divine blueprint within me. I am guided by pure love and divine life. And I cannot go wrong, no matter how many times I appear to fail. All things are creative. I now create that which is mine to do. I now allow this great flow through me, unobstructed by opinions, preferences, and biases. And I open my inner ears that I hear beyond this in others. And I open my inner eye that I glimpse the Christ in all of life, the true essence of being. The Heavenly Father and the Divine Mother, disguised as all creation, this I now see, hear, feel, and serve in all that I do. I see my life as a profound gift of this eternal presence. And in the miracle of this moment, I am deeply grateful. This gratitude is a medicine for anything that could possibly ail me when I forget. I now allow full remembering of who I truly am and bring this into being in every moment of my life from here forward. I thank you, God, for this profound opportunity to know you more and to know who I truly am. And so it is. Amen. Now, don't go just yet. Allow yourself, as I will allow myself, to stay in this presence. To stay in this awareness. As we prepare now to deeply meditate, which is to deeply commune, bring your focus to a single point, right at your third eye, Christ consciousness. And from here, we meditate together for a good while.